calls for the end of the war immediately if the two sides agree, work towards redeveloping the economy of Gaza, allowing Hamas members who commit to peaceful coexistence to leave Gaza and head to other countries without harm once the hostages have been released and prisoners sent back to Gaza.
Large differences still exist between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to funding the federal government. That's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's takeaway after a closed-door meeting with President Trump and party leaders. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are making ridiculous demands.
$1.5 trillion on a seven-week stopgap funding measure. We're not going to do that. They know we can't do that.
Democrat Congresswoman Nikki Buzinski of Illinois says the GOP needs to be receptive to a conversation about extending tax credits for those covered under the Affordable Care Act.
Healthcare is becoming unaffordable, and it's unreasonable for the Republicans to not be addressing this and to be barreling us down what looks like a path to a shutdown,
which is scheduled to kick in at midnight tomorrow. CBS News has learned that an ICE officer who was seen on video pushing a woman to the ground at an immigration court in New York City has been returned to duty. The search is on for a motive in Grand Blanc, Michigan, after the deadly shooting and fire attack by a Marine veteran yesterday at a Mormon church. Investigators say he fatally shot four people and wounded eight others before police killed him. CBS's Ian Lee with someone who recently met Thomas Sanford.
Chris Johns, who is running for local city council, told us he met Sanford at his home last week while campaigning.
What was your first reaction when you met him?
He was very positive. You know, I have a special needs child. He has a child with a serious medical condition. We talked a bit about that, about just being fathers.
John said Sanford told him he was deployed overseas, and when he came home, became increasingly consumed with the Latter-day Saints.
CBS's Matt Piper on another company paying up to settle a lawsuit brought by President Trump.
YouTube has agreed to pay nearly $25 million to President Trump to settle a 2021 lawsuit that he filed. It was after the site suspended his account in the wake of the January 6th Capitol riot. That makes YouTube the last of the three big tech social media companies he sued to settle over his removal from their platforms. The others were Meta and then Twitter.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Withstood the test of time. When you feed, build, and fuel the nation, you can't take chances, because you wake before the sun rises and end the day after it sets. Dating back to 1892, Thorogood takes pride in building high-quality work boots designed for hard-working people, because reliability comes first. Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
The era of solo electric vehicle drivers cruising in California's carpool lanes is officially coming to a close this week. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
The popular perk, which has allowed hundreds of thousands of EV and zero-emission vehicle owners to use the carpool lanes, is ending October 1st. This after Congress failed to extend the necessary federal authorization.
It's an unspoken benefit of EVs. I know a lot of people like lean towards an EV because they have that benefit, especially in California.
Casual carpooler Chrissy Phillips.
So I'm curious to see what it does in the traffic.
Some predict traffic chaos as EV drivers drift back into regular freeway lanes. The CHP is giving EV drivers a 60-day grace period before writing tickets. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Wall Street drifted a bit higher after a day of mixed trading. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are near their all-time highs set a week ago. Tech stocks recovered some of their losses from last week, while oil companies sank. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stretch of dry and unseasonably mild temps are ahead. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s to 60. Mainly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Temps through the 70s for the rest of the week, near 80 by Friday. It's 69 degrees right now.
WRJN. cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird
well,
away.
Well, when she's being standard, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
Years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Good evening, just after 8 o'clock. Chris Morrow rolling through Monday night with little Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. No, won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, I feel loving.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Just a little bit.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Aretha's Respect, and Chris Morrow. Glad you're here. The sun goes down so early. We're into the nighttime and deep into it. It's just after 8 o'clock. Yes, it's fall. Oh, man, it had to come, didn't it?
She ain't got the money. Her clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love rose. Where my rose, there it goes. And nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy. She's crazy.
band is Los Bravos with Black is Black on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits. Hey, this is cool. Did you hear her earlier today? Cindy Huber is filling in for Kurt Vollmer the next couple of weeks. Kurt's on vacation, so Cindy has agreed to come in and fill in from 2 to 6 each afternoon. She was having fun already today, and I saw the phones going crazy, too. So if you miss hearing Cindy Huber on the radio, she is back the next couple of weeks, 2 until 6. With all the timeless hits and the wit and wisdom of Cindy, Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see Fountain HillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
One, oh, let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
From the Shirelles on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and it's kind of a drag, the Buckingham.
Kind of a drag, when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag, when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me, baby.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Transportation thing here. First, you take the ferry across the Mersey from Jerry and the Pacemakers. Then you wait by the bus stop with the Hollies. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. From the water to the highway. Here we go.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say it. Please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
She'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
Fogarty and CCR from WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and high school football back on the air. As the tradition continues, Dick Graceffa calls the Oak Creek at Racine Case game Friday night. 6:40 is a pregame. Kickoff at 7. High school football is presented in part by the Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. You can find the full season schedule at our website, WRJN.com. But again, Oak Creek comes to Case this Friday night on WRJN.
Uno, dos. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Terrell on their version of Ain't No Mountain, and Chris Morrow. Glad you're here. Looking forward to tomorrow as the Racine County Eye presents the next Aging Well Expo at the Fountain Hills Banquet Hall, 2 until 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. All kinds of vendors out there to help seniors and their families navigate through the many services available to help seniors stay active and healthy, staying right in place. Learn more online at the RacineCountyEye.com or join us tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Fountain Hall.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Cecilia. She was sneaking around a little bit there. Simon and Garfunkel, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Creeping up on 9 o'clock, CBS News, and then back with more timeless hits all night long. Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be.
I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Following the 9 o'clock news, back with more great songs. Got the Rascals coming up, got the Beatles on the way, and the Monkees too. It's all between 9 and 10 tonight. A whole night of timeless hits right here.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring. Or make the angels cry. On the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go. Surely pays. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on. Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Together, try to love one another right now.
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After a White House meeting, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are very large differences on government funding. Vice President J.D. Vance says he thinks we're headed to a shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne says government workers are on pins and needles.
TSA union rep Johnny Jones says if there's a shutdown, travelers should expect long lines at the airport and that it's especially tough on employees.
TSA officers were required to come to work regardless of a shutdown or not. We all have families. We have kids. Most people, as you know, live paycheck to paychecks.
Many federal workers are typically furloughed during a shutdown, but the administration is threatening to permanently lay off people if their work is not consistent with the president's priorities.
A federal judge agrees to temporarily suspend the Trump administration's plan to eliminate some 532 jobs at the agency that oversees Voice of America. Those workers represent the vast majority of its remaining staff at the government-funded broadcaster. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu say they've agreed to a plan to end the war in Gaza, but it's unclear whether Hamas will accept the terms. CBS's Weijia Jiang also reports.
President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu met for nearly 4 hours before making that joint announcement. And during that meeting, Netanyahu called the Prime Minister of Qatar from the Oval to apologize for launching that attack, which targeted Hamas leadership.
Investigators in Grand Blanc, Michigan are trying to determine what drove a Marine veteran to shoot and kill four and wound at least eight other people and then set the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints building on fire. CBS's Lana Zak on the personal toll within the medical community.
Dr. Michael Danek, the medical chief of staff at Henry Ford Genesis Hospital, says they treated eight patients, the youngest age six.
It was an extremely scary time.
Did you encounter people that you knew?
I did, yes. A number of our family at the hospital goes to church here. So not only were they victims,